Welcome to Tourism Media Mayhem, the podcast attempting to help you establish your New Year's resolutions for 2022.
Whoa.
Spoiler alert. Guess what we're talking about today?
What are we talking about?
New Year's resolutions.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it. I put the two together because you said, and then.
Well, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Josh.
And we're happy to be here today.
Yeah, well, right? Well, I am. I don't know about you.
I'm mostly happy. Josh.
Yes, Sasha.
Okay, while we're talking about New Year's resolutions, or before we get into it for media planning, do you have some personal, not too personal, but like some personal New Year's resolutions you can share with us? I just don't know where that could end up, so I'm going to just say, not too personal, but some New Year's resolutions.
Well, that cuts out what I was planning on talking about. But anyway, no, I've always been kind of an anti-resolution person. I have a hard time, like, we all have a hard time sticking with things, right?
Right.
And so sometimes I'm like, why even try? But I do think it's important to set goals and try to find things to improve. So I'm still thinking about it a little bit. You?
Okay. You know, Josh, I don't have a lot planned this year for my personal life. One thing I've been thinking about is positivity. I like that buzzword. Maybe something surrounding that.
Well, you are typically a negative individual.
Thank you. Thank you for solidifying what I should focus on for coming
that's
here.
That's a great idea. Well, I guess I have a bit of a cliche one, maybe. I do feel like I need to work out more.
Okay.
And I say that every year.
Yeah, I gave that one up.
I think part of my problem is I need like an actual like goal or thing to do. I can't just like work out for workout's sake, even though like I know I need it.
Yeah.
But I need like an event. Like I'm going to go do a Tough Mudder or something.
Okay. So do you have an event planned?
No.
Okay. You're going to pick one though.
I feel like I need to if I'm going to get anywhere.
Yeah. Tough Mudder would be cool.
Sounds gross, but sure.
Ugh, terrifies me. You watch him like digging through the mud and all scratched up and nah, pass.
But a little badass, right?
Yeah, no, it's badass for sure. I'm not badass, so no, it's not what I'm gonna be doing.
You said it, not me.
Yep. It's true. So today we want to talk about our top five New Year's resolutions for media buying. Specifically for destinations. That's what we want to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of touched on this, but why are New Year's resolutions important? You said you like to have a goal set up. Can you expound on that?
Well, I think goal setting is important because you need to have something to like look forward to, right? And know whether you've been successful or not. It's the whole reason we have conversions for ad campaigns and KPIs for our teams, right? So it's kind of a way of holding yourself accountable and planning on improving rather than planning on the status quo, right?
You bet. Which is our first point.
Is
our first New Year's resolution.
Oh.
Is to be intentional with your planning.
Yeah.
If you're not intentional, you don't know where you'll end up. I think if you are intentional, you can plan your steps along the way and have some certainty or surety as far as where you will get in 2022.
Yeah, I think part of what I was thinking about when we wrote Be Intentional is, you know, like there's so many different things you can and should do in your media buying, right? But so many things are just like, I'm doing it because everybody else is doing it and I feel like I should. And it's part of your plan because it's there and it exists. And I think a lot of times email is that way or Facebook is that way, billboards are that way, or, oh, you know, I'm going to buy these print ads because I've always bought these print ads, but does it align with your actual goals for all of your marketing? Are you doing things that are going to move the needle in a holistic manner, and is it playing well with the rest of your marketing plan? Don't just do stuff to do stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, Josh, what are more ways destinations can be intentional with their marketing?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I think about most often is how does a channel play with your personas? And are you actually using that channel to reach the right personas? So do you know who your personas are, and then you're just leaving your targeting kind of open when you build a campaign in Facebook and just trying to reach everyone? Or are you actually like layering in some of those interest groups and stuff that you've identified for your personas? Because that's the whole point.
Yep. Your audience is so important, maybe one of the largest components of being intentional in 2022.
Yeah.
When it comes to media planning and buying.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to buy an ad in Texas Living if you're marketing Game Boys. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was wondering where that was going to go.
I don't think that's the right audience. You get the point.
Right. Right.
Yes.
We do get the point.
Do you?
Yes. Okay. Kind of.
Yes.
Fill in the gaps, everyone listening. The second New Year's resolution that we want to talk about is being adaptable. In 2022, I think we'll experience a lot of change, just like we have the last couple of years. I think.
Please no.
Oh, please no.
Can we just not change for a minute?
I know. That's what everyone is hoping for. But I think the reality is that travel trends are still changing. The COVID-19 pandemic is still changing a little bit. And I think just being conscious of those two things will boost your marketing in 2022. I think it has to be taken into consideration. Just where are, you know, the travel trends at? Are people, you know, when are they, how far out are they booking? When are they coming? What are they spending? Keeping an eye on that and being able to pivot your marketing if needed. It's just, I think it's still top of mind. And really important.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the things, if you're listening out there, DMOs, and you're like, my board hates being adaptive and you have to have like a set budget for the year and so much has to go into this channel and so much has to go into that channel, I would help prime them for the likelihood that you're going to need to change things. And I would almost take it at like a quarter to quarter basis and be willing to make quick changes when necessary, and setting your organization up for that ahead of time is probably a good idea.
And that really allows you to focus on optimizing, which you should be doing anyways. I think, you know, being adaptable and optimizing are tied together in a way. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you should be looking at every quarter, right? What performed well, what didn't, moving things around. And I think the added layer that we're adding to that, or additional layer, I should say, that we're adding to that is monitoring those travel trends and COVID releases and what's happening in the health industry. So just keeping a pulse on how that might affect your travelers and your visitors and, you know, what is important to them when they come to your destination.
So you're saying read the news, pay attention to what's going on?
Yeah, just do a little bit of research. And I'm sure a lot of the, you know, the webinars will still be discussing that. And it's just, I know it, everyone's like, it's just been going on for so long, it feels like. It's, everyone's like, oh, is this over? But it's just, it's not yet, you know? And so I think it still is affecting travel trends. And we're seeing a lot of upward trends for the holidays. I mean, or we did, so that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But 2022 is a new year, and we just have to see kind of what happens.
Yeah, what's Omicron going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So anyways, let's move on to number three. So the third New Year's resolution we wanted to talk about today is being bold. What does that mean to you, Josh, from a media buying perspective?
Being bold.
Yeah.
Going where no media buyer has gone before.
Thank you for that.
No, I think it ties in a little bit with the first two, is being willing to try something that's maybe outside of your comfort zone, but that fits with your current plans.
Yeah, I love that. I think we've seen some destinations get stuck in the same old routines, right? Like getting attached to certain media channels or partnerships. And it's hard because you do build the partnerships with those reps or, you know, those publications. But really taking a step back and looking at, are there new platforms that you could consider? Could you look at streaming radio, you know, OTT, some of the new digital trends? Like what could you be taking advantage of that maybe you're not right now or haven't felt comfortable exploring? Could you test those channels? You know, could you test them in 2022? There are, like, streaming is something you should be considering.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, Sasha, but we talked to Mark Everton from Seattle Southside a couple of weeks ago.
Of course I remember. Yeah. Mark. Well, he's great.
And he mentioned, you know, that 2022 would be a good year for reevaluating partner relationships. I think this is kind of...
Influencers.
Influencers. Exactly what you were talking about. Kind of, you know, not basically, we know that none of what we did in the past is going to work exactly the same. We said that at the beginning of 2021.
Yep.
And we're saying it again now. Mm-hmm. I think we got to keep trying new things.
Yeah, it's a different landscape. And I think you have to take some chances and some risks. And so maybe in your creative messaging, you know, maybe it's not necessarily tied to media channel, but maybe it's a new creative message that you've been scared to roll out. Maybe give it a test on digital and see how it goes, or just roll it out. I think you have to take those risks in order to be competitive now.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you've been buying a lot of billboards, maybe you should put that into Facebook or something.
Or if you've only ever done SEM, maybe you should expand to OTT.
Touché.
Awesome. Well, another, or I should say number four, if we're keeping track counting here, the fourth New Year's resolution that we wanted to talk about is adopting emerging tech.
Yeah.
Would you want to take this one, Josh? What emerging tech should destinations be looking at?
Yeah. So this is, I got to tie it back to everything else we've talked about so far first. Like, there will always be something new to try, but make sure, one, that it fits into your marketing plan right. Be intentional about it. Don't just do it to do it. And then two, be willing to adapt. If it doesn't work, or if it works better than you expected, be ready to pivot those dollars. So I think kind of the things that are top of mind for me today as we're talking about this would be TikTok is continuing to grow. SNL did a great parody of it over the weekend. If you didn't see it,
I didn't see it.
You should watch it. It's great. And I think from both an organic and a paid perspective, TikTok is somewhere destinations need to be. It's a great place to find your authentic voice, especially if you've got someone in town who can tell stories well. I think you have to be there.
Do you think that there's an age cap on who we're reaching across TikTok, or is it pretty widespread? Do you know?
I think it's pretty widespread, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I know some younger folks that are on there and some older folks that are on there.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of finding the right group, because TikTok's algorithm is so strong.
Got it.
That if you're not hitting the same talking points that everybody else is hitting in that audience,
got it,
you're not going to reach them.
So having the right content, kind of figuring out how, what are the people you're looking for, how they're interacting with TikTok.
Yeah. It's got to be very strategic and also very organic feeling, which is really hard to do.
I was gonna say, do you have some tips as far as if destinations haven't been on TikTok yet organically, how they can approach finding the right group?
I would start just by getting a feel for how the platform works in general. Play with it for like a month on your own if you're not already on it.
Watch a lot of funny
videos. It is fun. But then you'll start to understand how like different interactions will lead to more of certain types of content. And then you can get an idea of what hashtags or trends might be more relevant for your groups versus others.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like TikTok.
I think it's fun.
We're on there, but we don't post enough.
No, we do need to post more.
We need to amp it up.
Should we do one right now?
Yeah, sure.
Also on my mind is SMS. You know, texting has been around for forever, so it's hard to call it an emerging tech. But I do see more destinations adopting it in different ways. Mm. I was talking to a destination last week that has started to push influencer marketing messages that are being created for the destination through SMS to subscribers.
Nice.
And then the third thing I'll mention here that I know we've talked about before on the podcast, but was also like a theme of every conference I went to this year, was tourism data platforms. Definitely think if you are not investing in one of those, you need to. Zartico, Datafy, Sojourn, Adara, Arrivalist, you got lots of options. Different use cases match up better with different platforms, so I'm not going to straight up say, always use this one or always use that one. But do your research and make sure that you're getting what you need out of them. Another cool tool I recently found out about was, it's called the Impactulator.
That's a wild name.
It's a wild name.
Impactulator?
Impactulator. It's a tool developed by the team at Kissimmee, Florida, that attempts to math out the true economic impact of a DMO's marketing.
Awesome.
It's very cool. And it's not terribly expensive. So I think that's something everybody should look at.
That's so cool. So Josh, if we have some small destinations listening right now, do you still recommend they, I mean, in some cases, I just feel like if the budget is small enough and they do a data, you know, pay for a data platform, that that could take so much of their marketing. Is that still a recommendation for those destinations that are in that situation or have those smaller budgets?
I think so. I think it should be. It'll help provide more directionality and intentionality to your marketing. And then it will also, if you pitch it right within your organization or your city or your county, other departments could get benefit from some of these platforms too, like studying traffic patterns and that kind of thing. So maybe you can get a partner agency to help fund it too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I think the number five New Year's resolution that we wanted to talk about is becoming a better listener.
Huh?
Exactly. I didn't build this one in off personal preference.
That was bad. I'm sorry.
No, but I just paying attention to how your customers are interacting with your destination. It's so key. And this ties into all the other four we've talked about, you know, in a way, like understanding your customer, your persona, and then how they're interacting. But taking the time to listen to them, and that might be monitoring, you know, what they're doing online, listening to feedback, adapting, adjusting, using that feedback to shape your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it, Josh?
No, I think it's especially important. I think if you haven't done any traveler surveys in the past through destination analysts or anything like that, I think now would be a good time to start investing in things like that. Also, one of the things we've been talking a lot about here is listening to the community too.
Yep.
I think every DMO has a different relationship with its community. And I think in some cases it's really important to have your community's buy-in. Like we heard from Sedona the other day or a few weeks ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. or you might be in a big metro where tourism has an impact, but the average person isn't going to care, and whether or not they care isn't going to affect your funding. So I think pay attention to it based on how your destination interacts with the community, but I think you need to know that there's support where and when you need it.
And I would say one thing we could add to becoming a better listener in 2022 is listening to what your stakeholders have to say and what's important to them, and working together to achieve the same objective, you know, visitation, visitors, more spend. I think that that's something that could be a stronger emphasis point in 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah. Utilizing the partnerships that you have right there at your fingertips, but that might be hard to harness and to get aligned, but really worth it if you can.
Yeah, that could almost be a sixth resolution here. Play well with your partners, maybe more so than you have in the past.
Yeah, utilize their marketing efforts and you know, vice versa. And
collaboration like this, even if you don't like each other, like Sasha and I what rude
wait, what? That's great. That's the reaction I was hoping for.
it worked. All right, well, I mean, I think those are very high level, but I think they're adaptable for every destination.
They are, if you listened well. Okay, we'll stop.
That was good. Full circle.
Yep.
Sasha, if people want more ideas and cool things and they want to learn more and hear more from us, where do they do that?
On TikTok, like we talked about today, on LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.